Okay, thank you. I will start with a little bit of history. Last USAR conference, I found out that the R Consortium was giving out money to do some R development. I'm like, I want some. So I was presenting last year about some updates to the Lint package to do some augments to the documentation system and to R Oxygen. That then developed into R Consortium funding for the R Documentation Task Force. From September to December of last year, the R Documentation Task Force met, redesigned the documentation system for R, and that implementation has been going on since January until now. So I'm going to give some updates on what has been accomplished with the R Documentation Task Force, what is out there right now, and the next steps to where we are going with updated and a next generation documentation system for R. I would love to sit here and go through why this is such a great thing, but I've already got money, so I don't have to do that. Yeah. No. I am short on time, so this is an update to what we have done. I'd love to sit down and talk about why this is important, but it opens up a whole world of possibilities that are not capable in the RD system and the R Oxygen systems that exist now. So I don't want to take anything away from what's already been designed. So with that, we started with a few design principles that we wanted to do. We wanted a full class system for documentation. All documentation will be contained in a R class that can be read in and programmatically controlled with R code, can be imported from many sources and output from many sources. Also, we want to be able to document anything. Functions, standalone objects, data frames, whatever. We should have a way to be able to document that and control the documentation system in R. The way we do that is for most objects, we have a documentation attribute that is attached to it. For other objects, such as S4 methods and things like that, we follow the same tradition that is used for storing the methods and storing them in meta objects in a package namespace or the global namespace. Everything, however, it's all simplified in the documentation functions, the setter and the getters, to be able to access all of that documentation. The documentation task force also decided on input formats, output formats that we included, that we would support natively, and it is independent of the package system, but it will support the package system so that when you are ready to deploy a system as a package, all your documentation will already be in place. If you're following good programming practices, all it takes is a little bit of translation to convert those into RD format that can be then compiled into the PDF and the HTML. So we are following a many in, many out design system. So you can put things in as XML. You can do it as RD. You can go from source files with R Oxygen, or we plan on some augments to the R Oxygen system to make it look more like the D Oxygen system with relativistic tags, things like that. Also, you can code it directly and just program it in. Also, once you've got all of your documentation into an object, it's stored within R that can then be translated as output to XML, static HTML, RD. You can create annotated code, so you can have documentation come in as RD that then is put combined with the code to come out as R Oxygen style code. Stuff like that. This opens up possibilities for having documentation translated from C++ with D-Oxygen that can then be transparently converted into R format documentation, those kind of things. Also, there's been talk of dynamic HTML that can be edited and then post back a system of edits. That kind of stuff becomes a possibility when you have this infrastructure in place. So, the current state of the R Documentation Task Force, we have one package that is near complete, parse tools. We have the core of the documentation system, the documentation package, and then we have a couple of planned packages that are augments to the core documentation, which is Markdown, YAML, other format languages that are not in the core package, but they provide supplements to input and output for the system. So parse tools. Parse tools is near complete. You know, it's just waiting for that documentation. kind of a chicken and egg situation. I've got a package that's wonderful, but it needs documentation. Well, got to get the documentation package to get the documentation and want them all to work together. Parse tools works off of the utilities packages, parse data, and it corrects for the documentation comments and provides some utilities for subsetting and working with the parse data. This makes it possible to do some of the cool things that we're trying to do with documentation, with relative tags and stuff like that. By utilizing the parser, we get context relevant information. So here you can see I get a parse data. It has the columns. I cut out the lines, line IDs, and you've got IDs, symbols, terminal values, and there's a text there that's cut off. And here I'm saying, okay, I want to get the parse here is an assignment. That's not working. It's an assignment, and so I want to cut that assignment into parts and say I want the variable name and I want what is being assigned. And this provides those utilities to say cut it down to the assigned value and cut the assigned variable context, and then I can get the variable names and stuff like that. So it's a helpful utility. So documentation, that's what people are really interested in. So we have the documentation package. So we're creating an object, documentation. This is just a generic documentation object. There are function documentations, data frame documentations, several other supplemental documentation classes. So create documentation, we create some title, we've got an author, we've got some description, and we've got some keywords. What can we do with that? So look at the structure. It's a documentation class. And there's some stuff in there that's empty, that we're not using. But we want to do things like convert this to RD. So we use the toRD function, which I found, that's already there. And we have generalized it and added methods for it for all the documentation objects and say, create a documentation and then output it to create our RD files. Now, it's not all that interesting, but we're more interested in documenting functions because we all write functions, right? So we have a function that prints hello world, and we're going to create the documentation. All I've said is it's a function documentation, added its name and what its title is. The usage is created implicitly because it's a function. We know what the usage is. Every chance we take to say, we don't need the user to give this. We can create it. We do that anyway. So we create and we create RD functions. So where are we going with this? Here's something you can't do right now. You cannot create a function. In R, you can create a function that creates another function. But it's really difficult to create a function that creates another function and creates the documentation for that. That's what I've done here. So I've said a make hello. It's a generator function that creates other functions. I've said hello world and hello Belgium. When I create each of those, documentation is attached to it before it's returned. Hello Belgium, we see it does what it's supposed to do. It says hello Belgium. But if we would check out the documentation, documentation's right there. Take the documentation, convert it to RD, print it out. We got it. It's awesome. It's all there. So, another cool thing that just got added, test extraction. So, Tidyverse, it's wonderful. Test That is a wonderful package. My coding style, I like to put as many things in documentation as I can. Now, tests, they are valid R code. They should be in an R file. We don't need to put them into special comments. Same thing with examples. So with tests and examples, all you have to do now is put in a if false, so it doesn't get evaluated. It's a testing block. And say, putting all your tests in there. So it's great, you write the function, put the test right beneath it, run extract tests, and then you get a file out that says, test, hello, from our file. And we get a contact saying, we got these tests from where we got them from. And then it just translates all of those if false blocks into test that blocks. And it imputes the name, which can be overridden. Same thing with examples. Examples are valid R code. We'll put them into, we will collect all those examples and put them in the appropriate documentation when that happens. So that's the state of things where we are. Still got a lot of work to do. So one thing we have not finished yet is relativistic tags. If anyone here is a C++ programmer and has deoxygen, they'll know what I'm talking about. So instead of the at parameter, or at param, we have a hash arrow that says, I am documenting this. So I have a function with two arguments, a greeting, and who I am greeting. In each of those, I just have to say hash arrow and then a description. I don't need to parameter and repeat the name because I'm saying this is what I'm documenting. Also, you can see at the bottom, there's another relativistic tag that says that's the comment right before the end of the function. That's a return value. I'm saying what it is that I am returning. At the top, same thing with our oxygen, it's a title. Doesn't have to be a relativistic tag though. So, as a summary of what we have accomplished, the documentation classes are done. Ish. We still got a little, there are still some classes that will come down and say, we need classes for this. That's a place that we can use assistance. Parse tools. It is functionally complete, but as I said, got to get all that documentation done. And I'm waiting for the documentation tools to get all that documentation done in the first place. So test extraction, done. It's great, it's there. Relational tags, depends on the parse tools. It's in place, but have to get some stuff. This will require integrating with ROxygen. If you're interested in this, let me know. Trying to get the translation from ROxygen style comments directly into documentation tags is something that I haven't tackled yet, but is one of the very next steps that we're looking to do. So input forms, still lots to do, ROxygen, HTML, XML, the RD translator, all needs to happen. But all the coding, you can code a documentation object and you're good. So the output forms, printing to RD is there, but that I'm sure there will always be polish that can be added to it. Markdown still has the structure there, still lots to do. Others, we haven't started yet. So, this is where I call and ask for help. This is an open source community, and I would love input and help on this. If you are interested in documentation, come help out. Make a GitHub request for a feature that you would like to see in documentation, as long as it fits in the framework. If it's out of scope, I will mark it as out of scope and we'll send it off. So if you'd like to help, code up one of the missing features. If you see that a function needs a specialized 2RD function, code it up. Make a pull request, but if you're going to send in code, make sure that it's thoroughly tested. That's where there's the link for the R Documentation Task Force on GitHub, and all the packages are there. Also, you can join the mailing list to stay up to date with what is going on. So I would like to give a special thanks to the R Consortium for funding this work. Also, thanks to the members of the R Documentation Task Force who were instrumental in the design of the class system and designing how this is all going to work and their input and everything. Do I have a couple minutes for a question or two?
Okay, thanks for the talk. Questions?
So one of the advantages of things like Roxygen is that it's sort of independent of the language, so it looks very similar in C++ and Python, whatever. Is there an analogy for this, or is this very R-specific?
So your question is R-Oxygen?
No, about... So Roxygen is the concept of like the Doxygen comments are sort of similar across different languages. I'm wondering if what you're implementing in the Documentation Task Force would extend beyond R. Is there some sort of similar concept in other languages, or is this very R-specific?
Right now, I'm planning it only R-specific. The idea is really a paradigm shift. I don't want to take anything away from R-Oxygen. I want everything that works in R-Oxygen to work with this. The difference from where R-Oxygen is now to where I envision it is that instead of translating from code files to RD files, the translation goes directly from code to documentation objects, then to RD files. This opens up a world of possibilities. Instead of going through RD to HTML or PDF, you can go directly to that. One of the advantages that it helps with my university and my work is in a library of functions. When you create a function, you attach the documentation to it, documentation is there, it exists, independent of a package. So if I email a script to someone else, that documentation carries on, and when they read it in, it just says, it's a documented function, parse the documentation that's embedded in it, and when they look for the help for that file, it's there, whether it's in a package or not. So that all the documentation is there, when you want to package it up, it's one simple step. There was another... Do we have time for one more question?
No, we should. Okay. We should stay within time and switch to the next talk right away. So thank you again for the.